بشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال
محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال
محمد. Que sale suave, que le sube parte a tu mujer, sube clase, la otra madre. Sayed Fazal Hussein, Sayed Rukni Alam, Sayed Fazandali, Sayed Nuh, Andar Sayed Misar Hussein, Sayed Ektadar Hussein, Sayed Zulfakar, Sayed Bilawar, Sayed Qurban, Sayed Sadi Hussein, Sayed Sabir Hussein, Sayed Sakina Bibi, Ruqiyya Bibi, Fatima Bibi, Zora Bibi, Razia Bibi, Sayed Shah Begum, Sayed Mumtaz Begum, Sayed Shafia Begum, Sayed Zainab Nisa, زيب النساء سيدة شقية بيغم مرومين كسان الصواب كنسان الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. This is verse number 43 in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. And what is the meaning of Baqarah? The cow. And why this surah has been named Surah Baqarah? So there is a history of Bani Israel. And due to the murder of someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to slaughter a cow. So that's why the word cow has been mentioned to slaughter. The name of this surah is Surah Baqarah. And this is the longest surah of Quran. And the best verse of Quran is also in this surah. And what is that verse? The best verse of the Quran is in this surah, and that is Ayatul Kursi. That is verse number 255, 256, and 257. Ayatul Kursi is the best verse of Quran. Salawat. Yesterday we discussed those people who are not reading namaz, who are not praying, they will suffer with different things. So can you please let me know what anything is in your mind? If we are not going to pray five times, five daily prayers, then what is waiting for us? Yes?
In your grave, a snake is going to come and bite you, and then you go down
70 years, and then you will come up and will bite again. MashaAllah. Salawat for him. Yes, the name that snake is brave or bold. Okay, any other point? Yes.
The grave is
going to
crush between.
Grave will crush those people who are not praying salat. Next point, please.
Is it on the day of judgment? You're going to be pulled by your hair and.
Yes, the angels will pull with hairs and face will be. They will dragging on the. On the ground. Next. Next
point.
So the time of taking out soul, that will be very hard. Person will be humiliated and he will be hungry and he will be thirsty. Whatsoever he is eating or drinking, but the sense of hunger and thirst will be for that person who is not praying salat regularly. Next point, please. Oi, galogaye, hold the soul. Yes, the pressure of the grave and will crush the ribs. Next. So someone who is not praying Namaz-e-Fajr, what will happen?
Attraction
of the face will be lost. Someone who is not praying Namaz-e-Dhuhr, what will happen? The blessing in the risk, that will be taken away. Someone who is not praying Namaz-e-Asr, physically he will become weak, or physically he will suffer with different diseases. Namaz-e-Maghrib, No. Namaz Maghrib. So anyone who will not pray Namaz Maghrib, what will happen? He will not be benefited with the children. You know, in Quran it has been said, oh Allah, make my spouse and my children qurrata ayunin, the peace of my eyes. So first of all, maybe that person will not have children, and if they will have, they will not have happy life with the children. There are different kinds of sufferings the person will face if they are not praying Namaz Maghrib. And Namaz Isha can't have peaceful sleep. So these are different benefits of. So you know, these things are related with our this life. We are not talking about grave, we are not talking about the day of judgment and the hellfire and other things. Here we can get a lot of benefits from praying Salat. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves us. If something is not beneficial for mankind, He was not going to force. He was not going to make obligatory or wajib upon us. So definitely there are a lot of benefits when we pray. Inshallah, we need to be punctual and regular in the praying of Namaz on the sharp time. Salawat. So the verse today I have recited, that is وَعَقِينُ السَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكَعِينَ. So this is the open commandment for everyone. And what is that? Aqeemu salah, establish the prayers. Aqeemu salah, establish the prayer. Wa'atu zakat, and pay zakat or khums or the sadqah, the charity. Warka'u ma'ar raka'een. First of all, when we say aqeemu salah, that is not individual prayer. That is prayer in congregation. Please, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Hazrat Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You know, this is the concept of ibadat, worship. When we are worshipping, Zikru Ali ibn Abi Talib ibadah, or Zikrullah, that is ibadah. And when we are doing zikr, then Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, when he got arrow in his leg due to pain, because that arrow went into the bone. And when people were taking that out, so that was difficult, that was painful. Then Holy Prophet suggested, when Ali will go into prayer, so that is the best time you have to take out that arrow. And practically, when Ali alayhi salam was praying and he was in sajda, and that arrow was taken out, and he did not realize any pain. Why? Because when we are worshipping, when we are doing ibadah, when we are doing dhikr, at that time, if we are concentrating, if we are paying attention, that is the ultimate goal. Because Ali alayhi salam, he was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was with Allah, then he was not feeling anything of the world. So that is good for us. When we are in the mosque, when there is majlis, when we are reading Quran, listening Quran. So everywhere we are watching, everywhere we are listening. But where we have to pay attention, we are not. So nothing is going to happen. We need to focus, we need to pay attention, so that we should be able, Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. The children, most of the point they were sharing today. So likewise, this is our education, these are our educational classes. We need to learn, this is not entertainment program. When we are coming here, so every day we need to increase our knowledge. And how we can increase? When we will pay some attention. Salawat, please. When I was in Leicester, the 1 year, during Muharram, there were only 10-12 nights. In that Muharram, we motivated different boys that every day one boy should deliver a speech. Then believe me, after Muharram, when Ramadan came, there were more than 30 boys who were willing to deliver speech, and their parents were requesting. And that tradition is continuing until now. So why some things are being happened somewhere and why not here? Or why we are doing something and why not the other people they are doing? So here we need the motivation, here we need the inspiration. And usually the parents or the teachers or the leaders, they are giving some motivation. The rest of the work is done by the people. And alhamdulillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us chance and go and visit those centers, this dua al-iftitah, the boys are reading. Believe me, when I joined, there was 5 years boy who was reading regularly every week dua al-tawassul in that center. So here, years after years, there's no change. We are not... Actually, this is the thinking and planning and inspiration. What we need to do, what we need to learn more. So this year was holidays. School were, children were not going to schools. But now you can see how many children and youth of our community are here. So where they are? This is not time of job. So if during holidays we are unable to bring them here to read Quran, to read dua, to attend majalis, then when we can do? Yes, it is difficult, but we need to work somewhere, somehow, to produce or to have more motivation, to have more inspiration, so that when we are having masajid, when we are having Imam Bargah, when we are having program, so those programs and these things will be successful. And these things will be successful when each and everyone is taking part. I still remember, I was in primary school, and every day I was passing through a road, and there was a cobbler, wo log jo joote banate hain, pochi. I guess he was almost 70 years old, he had children, he has grandchildren. He was totally illiterate person. Then, whenever we were going, we observed him in the masjid. And masjid was next to his house. And he was reading Quran every day. So someone who was 70 years old, who was illiterate, when he decided to do something, he done. He achieved. So here, it is not a matter of young age or the teenage, the old age, because we are Muslim. اُطْلِبُ الْعِلْمِ مِنَ الْمَحْدِ إِلَى اللَّحَدِ. We need to strive for knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And we need to improve the skills. And usually here we have shortage of time. So everyone can read. But maybe the same dua if that is taking 10 minutes, and if we are not practicing at home, we are not perfect, the same dua will take 30 minutes or 40 minutes. So then we will lose the other things. So to perform in the public, anything we are going to perform, anything we are going to present in the public, we need to have practice. As well as we will do more practice, we will be more perfect and people will enjoy. Wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So verse number 43. Of Surah Baqarah, Qimu Salata, people establish the prayer. Waatu Zakat and pay Zakat and Khums and Sadaqat. Warqa'u Ma'arwaqa'een. And here is double importance. And bend with those people, do ruku with those people who are already doing ruku. Qimu Salat means establish the congregational prayers. نماز جماعت قائم کرو پہلی بات اور پھر درمیان میں یہ ہے کہ زکات دو خمس دو صدقات دو پھر کہا گیا دوبارہ اہمیت دی گئی ہے یعنی جس بات کی اہمیت زیادہ اس کا دوبارہ تکرار کیا گیا ہے وَرْكُمْ مَعْرْوَاكِينَ جو لوگ رکوع کرتے ہیں ان کے ساتھ رکوع کرو. اسی وجہ سے یہ نماز جماعت میں کوئی شخص دیر سے بھی آتا ہے تو یہی کہا ہے کہ بہترین پوزیشن یہ ہے کہ نماز جماعت میں اگر آپ لیٹ ہیں تو حالت رکوع کے اندر آپ شامل ہو جائیں گے. لیکن یہ ہم سب کو حکم ہے, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کا حکم ہے. اگر روز معاشر ہمیں قرآن پیش کیا جائے اور کہا جائے بتاؤ قرآن کی کون کون سی آیات ہیں جن کے آپ مصداق ہیں, کون سی آیت ہے قرآن کی جس پر آپ نے عمل کیا, کیا ہم یہی کہیں او اللہ ہمیں تو پتہ ہی نہیں تھا what was in the Quran. Quran is the book of guidance and we need to know what is in Quran and our Islamic teachings are all are given in the Quran and at the day of judgment we all will be addressed. Allah will say let me know those verses you have acted upon. So at least we should try our best. We can say the day of judgment, Ya Allah, we knew this verse and we tried to follow. And what is that? أَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَعَاتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَا الرَّاكِعِينَ. So Islam is not the religion of depression and anxiety and individuality. Islam is the religion of congregation. Islam اجتماع کا مذہب ہے, انزوا کا مذہب نہیں ہے. اسلام پسند نہیں کرتا کہ آپ اکیلے کسی پہاڑ میں جا کے بیٹھ جاؤ, کسی گھر میں بیٹھ جاؤ اور خدا کے بندوں سے تعلقات نہیں رکھو. اسلام کی کوئی بھی عبادت آپ اٹھا کے دیکھ لیں اس میں آپ کو اجتماعیت نظر آئے گی. اللہ کہتا ہے کہ نماز آپ پڑھ سکتے ہو گھر پر لیکن حکم یہی دیا جا رہا ہے کہ نماز کو جماعت کے ساتھ ادا کرو. نماز جمعہ کے لیے حکم یہی دیا جا رہا ہے کہ 3 مائل کے اندر اندر کوئی بھی دوسری نماز جمعہ نہ ہو, یعنی وہاں پہ جتنے مومنین رہتے ہیں سب ایک جگہ پر جمع ہوں. سال میں ایک مرتبہ پورے مسلمانوں کو, دنیا بھر کے مسلمانوں کو اللہ دعوت دیتا ہے آؤ ایک جگہ مکہ کے اندر جمع ہو اور وہاں پر عبادت کرو. روزے کے لیے بھی یہی ہے, کھانا پینا اللہ اور بندے کا معاملہ ہے لیکن جو اس نماز میں ہے وہی چیز روزے میں ہے. روزے تب تک قبول نہیں ہوتے جب تک انسان زکات فطرہ ادا نہ کرے. اور نماز کے لیے بھی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے قرآن میں دیکھیں more than 30 times یہ ہے اقیم الصلاۃ و آتوا الزکات, یا جہاں پہ کہا گیا یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اس کے فوراً بعد کا وعاملوا الصالحات. جہاں ایمان ہے جہاں عقیدہ ہے وہاں عمل ہے, جہاں نماز ہے وہاں پہ زکات اور صدقات اور خیرات ہے. اسلام اجتماعیت کا مذہب ہے. اسلام اب یہاں پہ جب انسان نماز ادا کرتا ہے تو پہلا کام کیا ہے کہ بندے اور اللہ کے درمیان جو واجب ہے جو تعلق ہے اس کو انسان ادا کر رہا ہے. دوسرا کیا ہے کہ انسان کو اللہ نے حکم دیا ہے کہ اپنے مال کے ذریعے بھی عبادت کرو, انسانوں سے تعلق جوڑو. اور تیسرا یہ ہے کہ جب انسان نماز جماعت میں شرکت کرتا ہے تو یہ نہیں ہے کہ مسجد میں آؤ نماز جماعت میں آؤ افطار میں آؤ اور اس کے بعد ہر ایک سے لڑنا شروع کر دو. نماز استعینوا بالصبر والصلاۃ, کہ جب تمہیں کوئی مشکل ہو پریشانی ہو تو روزے سے اور نماز سے صبر سیکھو, مدد حاصل کرو. اور ہم جب نماز ادا کرنے جائیں یا افطار کرنے جائیں اس وقت ہماری پسند کے مطابق اگر کچھ نہ ہو, اگر کچھ نے کسی نے اونچا نیچا کوئی بات کہہ دی ہو, یہی تو ہمارے صبر کا امتحان ہے, یہی تو ہمیں روزہ سکھا رہا ہے, یہی تو ہمیں نماز سکھا رہی ہے. تو ہمیں ظاہر ہے کہ اس صورت میں عمل کرنا ہے کہ جیسے اللہ پسند کرتا ہے کہ انسان جتنا زیادہ اجتماع میں جائے لوگوں کے بارے میں زیادہ سوچے, ان کی مشکلات کے بارے میں زیادہ سوچے, اللہ کے ساتھ خلوص کے ساتھ عمل کرنے کے بارے میں زیادہ سوچے اور اپنی ذات کو اپنی خواہشات کو انسان دباتا جائے مٹا دے. یہی روزہ ہے. بھوکا ہوتا ہے خواہش کو دباتا ہے, پیاسا ہوتا ہے خواہش کو دباتا ہے, کچھ چیز دیکھنا چاہتا ہے نہیں دیکھتا ہے, کوئی چیز سننے والی ہوتی ہے حرام ہوتی ہے نہیں سنتا ہے. یعنی انسان اپنے آپ کو اس رنگ میں ڈالتا ہے جس رنگ میں اس کا خدا دیکھنا چاہتا ہے. تو جب خدا کے رنگ میں انسان رنگ جاتا ہے تو پھر لوگوں کی چھوٹی چھوٹی باتیں اس پر اثر نہیں کرتی، بلکہ وہ لوگوں کی بڑی بڑی مشکلات اور بڑی سخت باتیں اور گالیاں اور توہینیں بھی برداشت کر لیتا ہے، اس لیے کہ اس کا اللہ اسے کہتا ہے کہ صبر کرو، صبر کرو، کم بولو اور زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگوں کو سنو، اور زیادہ سے زیادہ اسلام پر اور خصوصاً نماز جماعت پر عمل کرو. نماز جماعت ایک ایسا واجب ہے کہ جو مومن کی پہچان ہے دنیا میں بھی اور آخرت میں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلوات عليه وعلى آبائه في هذا الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقاعدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكن ورضاك طوعا وتمتع فيها طويلا. پروردگار امام زمان علیہ السلام کو جب ظہور فرما، حاضرین کی تمام حاجات کو پورا فرما، جو بیمار ان کو شفا کاملہ واجل عطا فرما، خصوصاً برادر سجاد رضوی کی نسبت بیمار ہے، پروردگارا بحق امام سجاد علیہ السلام کو صحت سلامتی نصیب فرما.